If God does not exist, one will lose nothing by believing in him, while if he does exist, one will lose everything by not believing. These sage words summarize a logical belief system espoused by one Blaise Pascal, the great 17th century mathematician and philosopher, for whom the Pascal programming language was named. Borrowing from Pascal's logic, Dr. Robert Costanza, director of the University of Maryland's Institute for the Study of Ecological Economics, has proposed a shared visions model for the year 2100.
I'm a member of the World Future Society. I get their magazine on a regular basis. I pulled this out of one of their issues last year. Robert Costanza at the University of Maryland Institute for Ecological Economics. Talking about shared visions and the importance of a shared vision. And I just wanted to share this with you because I thought it was kind of important. What was cool about it from my perspective was the thing on the left there. Because what it does is encapsulate what we might call belief. What is it we believe, and that's the essence of a vision, juxtaposed to what is the true state of things. And this is what Dr. Costanza talked about in terms of the four visions for the year 2100, 100 years from now.
Costanza's model would have us consider world economic policies and their underlying attitudes toward technology. Such attitudes can be characterized by the word belief. For simplicity, underlying attitudes are considered to be either optimistic or skeptical when it comes to the potential of technology and our ability to utilize it successfully to address world problems. That belief axis, when juxtaposed to the actual state of reality, which can only unfold over time, serves to illustrate some interesting global possibilities.
Technological optimisms. Our resources are unlimited. That is one of the quadrants. If you believe that the technology can solve virtually any of our problems, then really open markets are the way to do that. That's kind of one belief system. Another belief system is, I'm kind of skeptical here. Our resources aren't limited. Technology can't solve anything. We need more community stuff. We need more policy and that sort of thing. That's the other belief quadrant. So if you are an optimist, if we are optimists, if we take that point of view and we're right, that's the future. 100 years from now, we're looking at Star Trek. Fusion energy is practical. It solves a lot of our ecological and all our eco problems, ecological and economic. And we start to take off to the inner solar system, we inherit the world. We inherit the universe. That's if we're optimistic and that's right. According to Costanza, that's what we get. If we're skeptical and we're right, the payoff is ectopia. Tax reforms are favoring eco-beneficent industries, punishing the polluters. We're doing the right thing by the planet because we know we have limited resources and we're all working together. And if we all are skeptical and we're right, that's what we get. So it's kind of good in either way. Either way, it's kind of good because we're right. But if we guess wrong, Mad Max, oil production declines, no affordable alternatives, financial markets collapse, governments weaken, the world is run by transnational corporations. If we're skeptical and we're wrong, worst case, according to Costanza, big government. Government slows things down. We don't get the technology developed as quickly as we possibly can. This is all kind of interesting, and it really doesn't work out that way, does it? I mean, there's no one of these that we're all going to go in anyway, so it doesn't really matter. I think what interested me was two things. First of all, the function of belief. The function of belief itself. I'm a believer in belief. The other thing that I thought was interesting was that the two poles of idealism are both really software on the inside. That you have to have software on the inside for either one of those to work. So that any direction that we move in with respect to belief in world policy and resources and all that, it requires what we do. And when you stop and think about 6 billion people on our planet plus, if only 14 million of us are software developers, that's less than 0.25% of humanity. And half of us are doing Visual Basic still. So that's an awesome amount of responsibility on our shoulders. An awesome amount. Especially if what I said earlier was true. If there's hope for humanity through software, oh my goodness. We've all got responsibility for a whole lot of people here.
Just as Pascal's model serves as a tool for considering optimal strategy in the implementation of one's faith, Costanza's shared vision helps us to understand the risks and rewards of betting humanity's future on technology. As with Pascal, Costanza's model gives rise to considerable implications for software development, some of which cannot be ignored.